Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Amid all the tragic and frustrating news for law enforcement nationwide and here in California, a bright spot has emerged. That bright spot is legislation introduced by State Assemblyman Jay Obernold. This legislation would make attacks on law enforcement a hate crime, which would allow for increased penalties for people convicted of these offenses. Obernold eloquently framed the challenges we face when he announced the legislation earlier this month. Violence targeted specifically against public safety officers is a hate crime and should be treated as such, said Obernold. Our police officers put their lives on the line every day, and it's deeply disturbing when they are intentionally targeted because of their profession. Given the outbreak of the recent attacks against police officers, this law is necessary to send a message to these criminals that their reprehensible behavior will not be tolerated. The shrinking interest in law enforcement and decline in applications coincides with the rise of anti-law enforcement sentiment. Strong support of law enforcement by both elected officials and the public is one way to encourage more people to become interested in law enforcement as a career. Assemblyman Obernold's legislation is not only encouraging, it's timely. This past year has literally been an open season against peace officers throughout the country. Critics of the bill point to existing law which punishes those who attack law enforcement as being sufficient additional punishment. Those penal code sections punish only those who assault law enforcement officers in additional encounters. Those critics miss the point of the statute and hate crimes laws. The essence of a hate crime statute is to provide additional punishment for those who attempt to kill or injure another because of the victim's group status. 135 law enforcement officers died in the line of duty in 2016. Which is the highest number of fatalities in 5 years. Whether in Dallas, Baton Rouge, Philadelphia, or other incidents this year, officers have been targets of murder and attempted murder simply because they wear the uniform. These incidents are far different from a criminal who assaults law enforcement during a detention or arrest. When a criminal motivated by hate attacks a police officer solely based on the officer's membership in a group known as law enforcement, it is a hate crime, and that criminal is deserving of additional punishment via hate crime enhancement. Classifying a crime as a hate crime is much more than a symbolic gesture. In California, hate crime convictions can tack an extra 1 to 3 years onto an offender's state prison sentence. These offenses currently include crimes committed because of one's race, sexual orientation, religion, or disability. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.